From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
For today's program, we highlight the work of two organizations in helping to build better communities. Stick around to find out who is sharing the love. The Sagicor Foundation has donated $300,000 to the Golden Age Home Cluster A community under its 45 Ways to Give Back initiative in celebration of the Sagicor's group 45th anniversary. The check was handed over at the home in Vineyard Town recently. Manager of Public Relations and Social Corporate Responsibility at the Sagicor Foundation, Nadine Newsom, says that the initiative, which was launched in June, is part of a series of commemorative activities for its 45th anniversary.
Golden Age Home Cluster A was actually selected as our first recipient because we have an ongoing relationship with them. Annually, we give them a donation, and we've been involved with the Golden Age Home for years.
State Minister for Labour and Social Security Luther Buchanan has expressed gratitude for the donation, noting that it will go a long way in providing the necessary resources to give proper care to the residents of the home.
Let me thank Sagicor in giving that check and encourage more corporate citizens to be like-minded. It will be well appreciated and used right here.
Mr. Buchanan says the donation will assist in offsetting the cost of procuring goods and services, drugs and medication, repair and renovation, training, and paying utilities. Meanwhile, humanitarian group Joseph Assignment Global Initiative has been providing interventions in health, education and skills training in communities in Kingston, St. Mary and Westmoreland over the past 2 weeks. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is lauding members of the visiting humanitarian group for their efforts in enhancing the lives of residents in several inner city and rural communities. Team members along with Mrs. Simpson-Miller visited sections of the Painland Division on August 12, culminating at the Tavares Gardens Primary School, where school bags were issued to children.
I want to express our sincere thanks and our gratitude to them and hope that they will partner with us as they spread their wings throughout Jamaica. I think that it is important for us to place a serious focus on education and on our children, because our children are the future of this country.
In addition to assistance with back-to-school preparations, the team also hosted a medical clinic offering free health checks for community members. Counselor for the Painland Division, Audrey Smith-Facey, also expressed her appreciation to the group.
We are most grateful as a people, as citizens and residents of Painland Division. You would know how much this has touched our hearts, and we really appreciate what you've been doing.
For the past 2 weeks, sections of the Painland community have been receiving a facelift, where several homes have been painted. This activity is expected to continue for 2 months. Other initiatives include entrepreneurial training for community members so that they can create jobs for themselves. And for today's recipe, a recipe for understanding. These are the ingredients you'll need: 1 heart of love, 2 teaspoons of kindness, 1 tablespoon of not jumping to conclusions, 2 cups of forgiveness, 1 cup of putting yourself in someone else's shoe, and a pinch of gentleness. Now, blend all these ingredients together. This recipe serves as many as you like. As we go throughout this week, remember that we are all different and we face different problems. So consider exercising some understanding today and throughout the week. And that's all the time we have for today. We appreciated your company. Join us again next week when we highlight the work of another Good Samaritan. I'm Casita Irving, daring you to continue sharing the love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.